You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Hey everyone, Regina here with Starter PPC. We were able to get a conversion rate increase of 135%. I'm looking at a time period of about a month and a half comparing to the previous month and a half. I wanted to show this result to you guys and show you the changes that we made to get this result. This is a real estate advisor company. So they advise people who are buying and selling real estate on how to structure their companies, structure their trusts, and get the most out of the sales tax and things like that. They have a pretty small budget, only about $1,000 a month. Okay, so we're working with very limited data. And if you guys are also working with limited budgets like that, then you'll know it can be pretty difficult to see what's working and for the algorithm to also see what's working and to scale from there. Everything is very challenging when you're small. It's just one of those facts of life. We're running a inbound search campaign. We're also experimenting with a call-only campaign, although this one hasn't brought in any conversions yet. We were running a DSA, which is like inbound search, except the algorithm is going to assign its own keywords and headlines. So you only give it the landing page and you write the descriptions. So we were experimenting with that, but it wasn't working as well as the inbound search. So we decided to put all of the money into inbound search and our new call it only experiment. I'm comparing November 7th to December 31st with the previous period of the same amount of days. The conversion rate, as you can see here, went up 135% from 0.42 to 1%. We can also see that the click-through rate went down by 20%. Don't let this type of thing freak you out. Sometimes a lowered click-through rate is actually a good thing because you pay every time there's a click. So if you have less clicks, a lower click-through rate, but you're getting more qualified leads who are actually converting on your site at a 57% increased conversion rate, then that's great. A lower click-through rate all day long, right? As long as you're getting more conversions for the same amount of money spent. If we looked at CPA, cost per acquisition, you would see that it went from $814 per conversion to $450 per conversion. Since we're working with such small budgets, we're not working with a lot of data here. Two conversions up to four conversions. So the amount of conversions was doubled. The cost went up by about 10%, but not enough to really cause that type of cost going up. Doesn't usually increase conversion rate to go up. So that's an irrelevant stat. Literally, this is what we changed. So in the ad copy, we used keyword insertion for location. We're only targeting California in this campaign. We tried a couple of different things. In one of the headlines, we wrote California. In one of the headlines, we used this keyword insertion for their city. And in another headline, we're even trying Orange County since that's our primary market. And we're hoping that the algorithm will show the Orange County headline if people are near Orange County because it looks fancy. In the world of real estate, there's a lot of people searching and clicking who want to learn, but they're not in a position to hire advisors. The theory is that by inserting the person's location into the headlines, they're going to be more serious. This is going to be a higher qualified lead because they are looking for advisors in their city. They're not just in general wanting to read about advisors.
Hi there. Quick interruption. Do you know the main thing that prevents small business owners from getting their Google Ads account into a position to grow and scale? Budget. A lot of businesses, especially those that are just starting out, have limited budgets. And so because of this, they're turned away by most ad agencies because most ad agencies have minimum budget thresholds that they're willing to work with. So what happens is the business owners end up learning Google Ads themselves. And the problem with that is that most of the advice online is geared towards larger accounts. And the advice doesn't have any of those strategies or tricks that can kickstart the algorithm into giving a small account a leg up over larger competitors. So it often just doesn't work and the business just ends up losing money month over month. If this sounds familiar, Starter PPC can help. We offer Google Ads management services that are designed for accounts that have between $1,000 and $5,000 budgets. And because all of our clients are just starting out, we've come up with ways to keep our management fees significantly lower than most agencies. Because we know that every dollar saved on management fees just goes towards the ad budget, which is going to help the algorithm gather speed and power. So if you're serious about growing your business and you'd like a team of Google Ads experts to help you without breaking the bank, check us out at starterppc.com. Okay, back to the video.
It cuts out the how-to people who are just looking around, and it invites people that are more serious because they're going to see their city or they're going to see California. Oh, these are real estate advisors located in California. That's what I'm looking for. It increases the purchase intent of the people that click, and it subtly pushes away the people that don't have purchase intent, who are just wanting to learn. This is more of a commitment. Real estate advisors located in your city. We didn't make too many other changes around the same time that the click-through rate started going up. And so this is all I can really attribute to the increased conversion rate. Just to make things fair, I even went into the keyword planner tool, and I can see that in this industry, the amount of people searching goes up by 20% in January. If I include January, you'll see that the conversion rate went up a whopping 250%, but I'm not counting that because I'm trying to remove anything that would have influenced the conversion rate outside of what we did, which is change the headlines. Literally, that's the smallest change. If you're wondering, Regina, how did you guys come up with that idea? I wouldn't have even thought to do something like that. It happened while I was looking at competitor analysis. So I was trying to brainstorm ways to help this company succeed. I knew that an $800 cost per acquisition on their website wasn't good enough and it needed to be cut in half. And so we were on Google searching as though we were a serious buyer. And we clicked on a couple of the competitor ads. And there's a way to get to the Ad Transparency Center from other people's sponsored ads. If you are wondering how to do this, check out the video I made just last week about competitor analysis. Because basically, when you are doing competitor analysis, you can see what other people are doing. And we saw that the competitors were using cities in the headlines. And we thought, that's interesting that not all industries need that type of thing, but possibly with real estate, it's going to change the game. So we saw them doing it, we gave it a try, and it worked. So don't skip over that competitor analysis, everyone. And don't freak out if your click-through rate goes down. Not a big deal as long as your conversion rate is going up more. I hope this has been helpful. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.